so that I can get your leg out.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May 5th, 2014 to order. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I'd like to welcome all of our guests to our meeting this evening. If you haven't found them already, there are copies of the agenda on the two side tables. And particularly like to welcome the four students here from St. Ursula Academy. Welcome. I hope you enjoy our meeting. If you have any questions during the course of the meeting, please raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the proper time. With that, I invite everybody to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda. I have no additions to the agenda tonight. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hanam?
Yes, when we do the zoning and annexation committee report, I'm also going to want to schedule another ZNA meeting.
Very good. I've already gotten that written on mine, and I assume, Mr. Lukey, you're going to do the same.
Exactly.
So both 14A and 14B, the reports will include scheduling the next meeting. Other members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from April 21st. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the April 21st, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from April 21st, 2014 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda five and six are both for referral to the Plan Commission for their review and recommendation. They are zoning application 2-2014 and special use permit 2-2014. Agenda item five is that zoning application 2-2014, and this is from GJF Properties for property at Alexis and Acres Road. Mr. Hanam.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. It's an interesting application in that it simply says the changes for zoning is consistent with the master plan. And when we refer this tonight, I would hope that our planning commission come back with a little idea about what the thought is with regard to development of these two parcels. We're changing them from R2 to B2. And while I'm looking at the applicant here, and I just want to be sure that he understands that just because we're changing it with the business plan doesn't mean we've got to do that now. So I would be very interested in knowing what the plan is going forward with regard to this parcel.
Even though a zoning change doesn't require a specific plan or business, we always inquire.
I know that, and I read that application with some concern that maybe somebody doesn't want to talk about that.
Mr. Parker should know that.
And that's fine, but that doesn't mean that we have to change it either today. That's not a requirement.
Is this the house that sits across from the dentist?
Yep.
It's kind of on a diagonal on the lot.
Is it the dentist? It's, I know it's by the
front yard.
Yeah. Used to be a great yard sign location until it changed.
Yeah, you're right. That is it. That's it. So, but, you know, it's our prerogative whether we change the zoning or not. And we need to have some reason to do it now. It doesn't mean that we wouldn't eventually do it for the right development. So With that, I'd like to refer zoning application ZA-2-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer zoning ordinance amendment ZA-2-2014 to the Plan Commission for their refer, for their review and recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And that will probably, that will be on the Plan Commission's agenda next week, next Wednesday. Agenda item six is a special use permit for the Loyal Order of the Moose, clear up on the north end of Main Street on the east side. This is for the construction of a 36-foot-by-40-foot storage building. Again, you have a full, did you receive the full applications?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Haino.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to refer application number SUP-2-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer special use permit amendment SUP-2-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that is referred. Agenda item seven is the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project. The plans are done. The project has been bid, and we are back in with a bidding report. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. About a week and a half ago, on April 30th, we received bids for the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project. Ohio Excavating and Sewer Contractors were the low bidder. Their bid was $225,995. The engineer's estimate for the project had been $263,315. So almost $40,000 that we will save on this project, if you will, from the bidding process. We are familiar, quite familiar with Ohio Excavating and Sewer Contractors and several projects in Northwest Ohio. I worked with them on several projects and am very comfortable with them as a contractor, and would recommend approval.
They are 10% below the second bid, and you told me they had scheduling reasons why they were able to bid lower. I think you should share that with council.
Yeah, we were the benefactor of scheduling. They have a project that is that just wrapped up, just finished. They have another project that is set to begin in September, October. Our project fit perfect in the middle, and they wanted to make sure they got it. And keep their crews busy and that kind of stuff. So we benefited from that scheduling desire of theirs. They are basically ready to start. We're going to do the contracts and everything tomorrow, assuming that it's passed tonight with council, and they are ready to start almost immediately. So.
All right, and what is the construction schedule then?
75 days.
Starting?
It will probably start next by next Monday. They will have equipment moving this week. Would be my
guess. 2.5 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Should make
Any
our new neighbors
from
happy.
City Council.
That should make our new neighbors happy.
Yep. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 24-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies are read by title only. Accepting the bid of Ohio Excavating and Sewer Contractors Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $225,995, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 24-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Move
final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 24-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 24-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 24-2014 is approved. Now for the students, we had two motions on that. And the first motion is to waive the second and third readings and to read by title only. Our charter still requires us to read ordinances in their entirety three times. That was written back before Xerox machines and the internet. It is pretty standard procedure that we can waive reading the entire ordinance and the second and third readings. The second motion was to pass it in one night, as opposed to having it come to council three times to pass with 4 out of 7 votes. If council can muster 5 votes, we can pass it in one night as an emergency measure, and most council business is accomplished that way if it's not controversial. So you'll hear it a few more times tonight as we do some other ordinances or resolution passing, and you can remember the first one's to waive the second and third readings and read by title only. The second one is to make it an emergency measure and pass it in one night. All right, moving on to agenda items 8 and 9. These are similar amendments to accept for annexation property into the city of Sylvania. Mrs. Briney, I'm going to let you describe these first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. These two ordinances, 25 and 26, 2014, are just the last procedural step that we need to take in order to make these two parcels part of the city. The hearings were held back at the end of January for both of them, and they were both granted, both petitions were granted by the county commissioners, and now we just need to, as a final step, accept them into the city and get them recorded to make them official.
Mr. Hingham.
Yes, and both of these annexations involve people, residents who want to come into the city to receive city water services, correct?
Right, that's right. Correct.
And these were originated by the property owners. The
correct.
Other issue here. So, having said that, I will, Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of ordinance number 25-2014. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting for annexation to the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2013-5, for which James E. Moan is the agent, comma, and as hereinafter described, providing for the interim zoning of said territory, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that ordinance number 25-2014 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 25-2014.
Second. And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 25-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 25-2014 is approved. Agenda item 9 is ordinance 26-2014. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is a property owner who is in our city water district and wanted to obtain city water. We filed an annexation petition on November 22nd. The hearing was held on January 28th, and the commissioners granted the petition. We just have to wait 30 days for an appeal to be filed, and then an additional statutory requirement to wait 60 additional days before we can accept the territory into the city. I would recommend the approval of this ordinance.
Mr. Hainem.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. All members, I would like to introduce ordinance number 26-2014. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting for annexation to the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2013-6, for which James E. Moan is the agent, and as hereinafter described, providing for the interim zoning of said territory, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 26-2014 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move final passage, ordinance number 26-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 26-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 26-2014 is approved. Agenda item 10 is proposed ordinance 27-2014. And in discussion with Mrs. Brining and the service director, this is to bring our current fire statutes into line with Ohio and national fire codes. Mrs. Brining, can you tell more about that?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Ohio Fire Code was most recently updated in 2011, and it's been a little bit longer than that since our fire code was updated. So this is just basically to comply with what is being enforced already. The Sylvania Township Fire Department uses the Ohio Fire Code that was adopted in 2011 to enforce. So this is just incorporating that code into our codified ordinances for what isn't enforced. And I would recommend its approval, or if further discussion, maybe referred to the safety committee.
There is no time crunch to accomplish this. This is to bring us into compliance, but if council would like to review this, it's certainly your prerogative and might be time well spent.
I had a few questions. I think I'd probably address this better in safety committee rather than council.
That's fine. We can refer it to safety committee.
Then is it appropriate for me to move that we refer ordinance number 27-2014 to the safety committee for their review?
Second.
Thank you.
Been moved and seconded to refer ordinance 27-2014 to the safety committee for their review and recommendation to council of the whole. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. And why don't we add an agenda item 14C to schedule a safety committee meeting then? Okay. Going to page 2 of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 11. And this is an annual ordinance declaring the necessity of lighting of the streets in the city of Sylvania. We do this every year. Mrs. Booker, is there any change to the assessment rates?
There is not.
So there are no changes this year. Our balance is holding all right in that fund?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, this one seems pretty straightforward to continue doing this. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 13-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Declaring the necessity of lighting the streets of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, determining the manner of providing street lighting, and the basis for the property owner's share of the cost and annual assessments, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that resolution number 13-2014 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. Move final passes resolution number 13-2014.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 13-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 13-2014 is approved. Agenda item 12A is an update of an existing section of codified ordinances to properly have a reflection in our ordinance of actual titles and operations of the city. Mr. Aller, you want to expand on this one a little bit, as is in your memorandum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The code as it currently exists includes a lot of language that is more contract-related versus ordinance-related, operations-related. It's language that would be between the city and the contractor, our current case being Republic. And so we're removing much of that language, and then the remaining language that's left, getting it cleaned up, adjusting it in some cases. Some of it is not been updated with the current practice of how we solid waste, some of the methods that we handle, and how people get bags for extra waste and then things of that nature. So the majority of the changes here are removing that language that's more contract related. versus ordinance-related, and then the rest of it is cleanup type items, so. Not really changing the content or the purpose of the ordinance or the way the city, the way council expects the programs to be run, but just getting language where it belongs and doesn't belong, so.
Questions from council about this one? Again, you're, Mr. Brown, you're welcome to refer this to your committee if you like, or just pass it tonight.
Well, I, based on the amount of changes, I would like to refer it to the Utilities Committee and schedule a meeting, just to review the changes being made, and it might be appropriate to have Kevin at that meeting, too.
Certainly.
To explain the contract language we have with Republic.
To be consistent, we probably ought to add it as 14D to schedule that meeting.
And, okay. I have another suggestion when we come to schedule those.
Okay. I just added it for the safety committee, so we should probably follow the same procedure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on then to agenda item 13. Clerk of Council received a request from Council Member Katie Capellini to be reappointed or to be recommended for reappointment through the NRAC, that's Natural Resources Assistance Council, as administered through TMACOG. I remember, Mr. Lupley, you brought this to our attention originally, and it's gone by, and it's time to go on. And Mrs. Capellini, you're apparently willing to continue to serve.
I've enjoyed serving. I've learned a lot, and I'd like to continue.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, just to kind of put a finer point on this in two respects. First of all, I think we've talked before, NRAC is responsible for millions of dollars that gets allocated out to different subdivisions for natural resource issues. One of the original reasons that you helped us get a member representative on NRAC was because Sylvania was not getting its share of those dollars. We didn't have a representative there, and after my being there and Katie being there, we got some dollars for Olander Park System. In particular, I think that's what funded their most recent property acquisition. So it's a significant and almost invisible board, and I'm delighted that Katie's prepared to do this because it's helpful to have a representative there. I will share with you that I was in a meeting last week with some representatives of the Metro Parks, and they specifically talked about Katie's interest in the projects. I think you had you met with them and had a kind of a tour recently. Is that right?
We hiked the properties in the snow. The snow was knee deep, and we hiked.
I'm sure that was a pleasure.
It was miles.
Yeah.
Of the properties.
So anyway, Mr. Mayor, I think Katie's doing a good job there.
All right.
Do you need a motion?
Just a motion.
Can I make a motion to reappoint Katie?
Second.
We moved and seconded to nominate Katie Capellini to serve another 3-year term on the NRAC 12 Council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The clerk will prepare a letter and forward that recommendation to TMACOG. All right, we're up to agenda item 14, which is committee reports. We'll start with first the Zoning and Annexation Committee report from the 6:30 p.m. meeting tonight. Mr. Hainum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We met this evening at 6:30 and reviewed a new proposed ordinance 1152 establishing a new zoning area for particularly tied to the grant process that we're participating in. We talked about that process and about integrating the new 1152 with our existing 1151 and 1187 and developing a comprehensive, well-thought-out approach to approving and reviewing architectural changes in the City of Sylvania in association with both the Secretary's standards for rehabilitation and the State of Ohio's standards for historical area approvals. And what we decided at the end, toward the end of our meeting, was that the best thing to do was to reconvene in about 2 weeks, giving the law director an opportunity to work with the chair of the committee to see if we can't come up with some refined legislation that we would then, and we acknowledge that whatever legislation we come up with would have to be forwarded to the Planning Commission for their review and for their recommendation before we could move forward. So what we had hoped to do, what we talked about doing during committee meeting, and now I know we've got a lot of committee meetings, but we had talked about maybe getting back together before our next regularly scheduled council meeting, which is on May 19th. And, you know, it depends on how many meetings we're going to try and do that day in terms of what time we want to schedule.
Mr. Brown has an idea.
Do you have an idea?
You have an idea?
About this? About scheduling meetings?
I was going to try to group the safety and the utilities together because three members of both committees are on both committees, and it'd be logical to try to schedule those two together.
Do you want to try and do those before the next meeting, or you want to do those separately?
I would like to, you know, do them before the next meeting, if that's at all possible.
Okay.
I think the utilities want to probably take at least 45 minutes. There's an awful lot of stuff to go over. The safety one with the fire code, I'm not sure on how long that would take.
You know, I don't know what their concerns are. I had a couple of questions. But, I mean, I think we're kind of getting off point a little bit.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, are we going to try and schedule, are we going to try and start at 5 or 4:30 and go until 7:30? I mean, that's one option. We could start as early as, you know, we could have 3 hours of committee meetings.
Let me ask you a different question, because I think the zoning and the economic development tend to have some of the same members as well.
Right.
Would we want to schedule this a different day? We've gotten away from the habit of scheduling morning committee meetings. I wonder, Doug, if maybe Friday the 16th might be a time to meet and do economic development and your zoning.
Are you Friday the 16th or Thursday the 15th? I could do...
staff is on...
Thursday. So it would have to be Friday.
Right.
I could do Friday the 16th.
Okay, that's in our case it would be Sandy, Mike, and Keith.
I'm good. Fine, please.
Okay, so why don't we schedule the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting for Friday, the 16th at 8. Does that sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
And we may, are we going to want the, we'll figure out if we want the Kogemeyer guys there. I'm thinking 45 minutes.
Okay.
But let's schedule your meeting for 8:30. Yeah,
exactly.
And we can start it.
We've learned the name of that too, haven't we? Yeah. So, okay, let's do that.
So economic development at 8:30.
Mr. Mayor, could we assume that Mr. Sanford and Mr. Allard could be there for those?
I'm fine.
Okay. At least for the economic development, right? If we're going to talk about parking lots and stuff.
Kevin, did you not? I couldn't see.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll schedule that for 8 o'clock on Friday, May 16th. Great.
And then we'll schedule economic development for 8:30. And I think that will take a half hour at least, maybe 45.
those are going to planning.
Since we already approached that, I have.
All I do is the zoning.
Could I give a quick report? I think I need to.
All right. Yes, absolutely. No, no, you should. I think Mr. Hanum gave his report, and we probably ought to have a motion to set that zoning committee meeting. But please ask your question.
Why did you overlap the meeting?
May I, because we have to notice all of these things. They're public meetings, right? So we have to notice publicly the start time of the meeting. Oh, yeah, okay. So what happens is that if his meeting goes short, and it's the same people at the meeting, and we notice ours, for example, for 8:45, we can't really start the meeting until the appointed hour. So what we try to do is sort of hedge it a little bit. And so if we do go short, we can jump right into the other meeting. If we go long, no harm done. We're just calling the meeting, starting the meeting a little bit later. So it's an efficiency move solely, right? But it's not a sleight of hand or anything. We just want to make it efficient for members of council. We went for years without figuring that out, it seems to me.
We waited a couple minutes tonight to start the next meeting. Okay, Mr. Hanum, you want to... A motion to set your meeting.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that we set the Zoning Annexation Committee meeting for Friday, the
16th.
The 16th at 8 a.m. In the chambers.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is directed to post that committee meeting. Now, Mr. Lukey, your report.
Right, right. The Economic Development Committee Subcommittee met this evening at 7 for the primary reason of hearing an update from the administration on its progress on its downtown parking initiatives. Mr. Sanford walked council through his report, written report that was included in our packet on Friday. Some discussion focused primarily on details of the municipal parking lot reconfiguration, angle parking on North Main Street, consolidation of parking on the east side of Main, signage, and improvements to the Larios property into parking. Mr. Brown particularly expressed interest in pursuing east side parking. Mr. Hanum agreed with that. So it just seemed like since this was primarily an information sharing meeting, that we would want to have a follow-up meeting in the near term in order for committee members to offer specific direction to the administration about initiatives that they might support. So we scheduled a meeting, therefore, at 7:30, or I'm sorry, at 8:30 on Friday morning, May 16th at 8:30. And I'd like to make a motion to schedule that meeting at that time.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that meeting is set for 8:30 on Friday, May 16th, and the clerk is directed to post said meeting. Now, we're on to added agenda item 14C, which is safety committee meeting schedule.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, I think we're going to probably try to piggyback the safety committee in the next one. I think a half hour would be plenty of time for safety. I don't know, Mr. Hanneman, if you've got any in-depth things.
That's fine.
So why don't we look to Monday? I'd like to make a motion that we have a safety committee meeting on Monday, May 19th at 6:15 in the council chambers.
Second.
And moved and seconded to schedule a safety committee meeting for Monday, May 19th at 6:15 in these council chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is directed to post that committee meeting. And then agenda added item 14D is to set a utilities committee meeting. Mr. Brown.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. There was a referral of the refuse collecting, ordinance for the city of Sylvania. We referred it to the utilities committee for review, and I'd like to set a utilities meeting for Monday the 19th at 6:30.
You
don't
have 45
minutes,
you know.
I know.
And are you changing
them? No.
I think she's saying 6:45.
6:45. So in case I get done early.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll make it 6:45.
What time is the safety committee?
6:15.
6:15.
So I'd like to make a motion to schedule utilities meeting at 6:45 on Monday, the 19th.
Second.
And moved and seconded to schedule a utilities committee meeting for Monday, May 19th at 6:45 in these council chambers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and the clerk is directed to post that meeting. So there are four committee meetings set. For the students here, council does have a pretty good council structure to take care of most council business or review it outside of council meetings. That's why this meeting's going to be done in less than an hour. There are eight standing committees, meetings, committees of city council, and I'll go around the table. You know that Mr. Hanem is now zoning and annexation. Mrs. Capellini is parks and forestry, and that's why she's appointed to that NRAC committee, a natural resources committee. Mr. Brown is utilities. Mrs. Westfall is the president of council, has privilege of having two committees, which is the safety committee and the finance committee. President of council traditionally has the finance committee. Mrs. Hussman is chair of building and grounds. Mr. Milner is chair of streets, and Mr. Lukey is chair of employee and community relations, but also is the chair of that very active economic development subcommittee, which was scheduled for tonight also. So that's where much council business takes place, at the committee table, which is actually, meetings usually take place at the table down here in front of the council table. You are always welcome to come back now that you know where there's four meetings scheduled. I'm sure you want to come back and take one of those in. Okay, any other committee reports at this time? Mrs. Westfall.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, I neglected to check if Mr. Allen would be available for the safety committee meeting, and I think that might be wise before we post it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
So he's probably available for your utility committee as well. Okay. If there's no further committee reports, any committee referrals? We already did those earlier in the agenda, but any other items? If not, we have three information items listed here. Information item A is your first quarter management reports. I encourage you to get those into your binder and review those. I refer to them often, particularly writing mayor's messages. We have another letter from the Lucas County Commissioners concerning another annexation petition. I don't know that we need to review that at the moment, but this is for resolution, for another property.
It's just they're setting the hearing date.
They're setting the hearing date, okay. And then finally is the April report from the Division of Taxation. This is not the best of news, but it's not terrible news. If you've had a chance to look at that, you'll see that through 4 months or one-third of the year, our income tax collections are only up a quarter of a percent. That's less than budgeted. We're budgeted somewhere around 3%, I believe.
3.8.
3.8. We were there earlier in the year. It's gone down. It could be a timing issue in April. April is a large month for tax collections and tax filings. I'm not aware of any problems in the city unless things have slowed down at ProMedica and Flower Hospital that I'm not aware of. So we will continue to watch this, and if necessary, we'll be back to you with budget adjustments if we need to. Any further items for comment or discussion? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until our next meeting on Monday, May the 19th, after two committee meetings earlier that evening at 7:30 PM. Also, a reminder that tomorrow is the spring primary for candidates for our school issue and for issue one statewide. This city council has endorsed both the school issue and state issue one. Thank you all for attending, and have a pleasant evening.